This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, November 16. A King Worships. Our reading comes from 1 Kings chapter 8. Then Solomon stood before the altar of the Lord in front of the whole assembly of Israel, spread out his hands toward heaven, and said, Lord, the God of Israel, there is no God like you in heaven above or on earth below. You who keep your covenant of love with your servants, who continue wholeheartedly in your way. You have kept your promise to your servant David, my father. With your mouth you have promised, and with your hand you have fulfilled it, as it is today. Now, Lord, the God of Israel, keep for your servant David, my father, the promises you made to him when you said, You shall never fail to have a successor to sit before me on the throne of Israel. If only your descendants are careful in all they do to walk before me faithfully as you have done. And now, God of Israel, let your word that you promised your servant David, my father, come true. But will God really dwell on earth? The heavens, even the highest heaven, cannot contain you. How much less this temple I have built? Yet give attention to your servant's prayer and his plea for mercy. May your eyes be open toward this temple night and day, this place of which you said, My name shall be there, so that you will hear the prayer your servant prays toward this place. Hear the supplication of your servant and of your people Israel when they pray toward this place. Hear from heaven, your dwelling place, and when you hear, forgive. Solomon's greatest achievement as king was that he built a temple for the Lord. It was, arguably, the high point in the history of Israel. This was the moment when the people were closest to fulfilling their identity and purpose as a kingdom of people who honored the Lord. By promoting God's character of justice and mercy, and giving God all glory and worship, they were becoming like a light to other nations. Solomon's prayer embodied these essential values. The nation gathered around him. He knelt, modeling a posture of repentance and submission. He recalled the goodness and faithfulness of God to Israel and to his father, David. He pleaded for God to hear their prayers, forgive their sins, and bless and guide their everyday life. This was a rich and beautiful prayer and moment in Israel's history. But sadly, Israel's history, and even Solomon's own life, would slide into distraction and disobedience. And in that way, the people demonstrated their need for a greater temple and a better king. When we worship, we do so gathered around the true king at the center, Jesus. He leads and guides us into true worship and mission, so that all the peoples of the earth may know that the Lord is God and that there is no other. No temple can contain him. Pray with me. Lord God of Israel, Father of Jesus, there is no God like you. You keep your promises. Renew us in our calling to make your ways known in the earth. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.